In contrast, when trust goes up, speed will also go up and costs will come down. This is a dividend. It's that simple, that real, that predictable. Let me give you examples of what I'm talking about. Prior to 9/11, I used to arrive at my home airport approximately a half hour before takeoff, and I was quickly able to go through security. But after 9/11, more robust procedures and systems were put in place to increase safety and trust in flying. While these procedures have had their desired effect, now it takes me longer and costs me more to travel. I generally arrive an hour and a half before a domestic flight and 2 to 3 hours before an international flight to make sure I have enough time to clear security. I also pay a new 9/11 security tax with every ticket I buy. So, as trust went down, speed also went down and cost went up. On the other hand, when trust is high, speed goes up and cost goes down. Consider the example of Warren Buffett, CEO Berkshire Hathaway, and generally considered one of the most trusted leaders in the world. Buffett recently completed a major acquisition of McLane Distribution, a $23 billion company from Walmart. As public companies, both Berkshire Hathaway and Walmart are subject to all kinds of market and regulatory scrutiny. Now, typically, a merger of this size would take several months to complete and cost several million dollars to pay for accountants, auditors, and attorneys to verify and validate all kinds of information. But in this instance, because both parties operated with high trust, the deal was made with 1 2-hour meeting and a handshake. In less than 1 month, it was completed. High trust, high speed, low cost. Here's another example on a much smaller scale. Jim, a vendor in New York City, would set up shop and sell donuts and coffee to passersby as they went in and out of their office buildings. During the breakfast and lunch hours, Jim always had long lines of customers waiting. He noticed that the wait time discouraged many customers who left and went elsewhere. He also noticed that, since he was a one-man show, the biggest bottleneck preventing him from selling more donuts and coffee was the disproportionate amount of time it took to make change for his customers. Finally, Jim simply put a small basket on the side of his stand filled with dollar bills and coins, trusting his customers to make their own change.